Now I come to verse 8, and I'm reading it. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Now this is a quotation from Psalm 45, and it reveals that that is one of the great messianic psalms, that there's coming one in the line of David. David says, My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. In other words, David said, I could tell it to you lots better than I could write it. And David was so thrilled that there's one coming in his line. And that one now, the writer to the Hebrews says, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the one who will rule in righteousness. And God has not given that to any angel at all to do. In verse 9, Thou hast loved righteousness, hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. This is a tremendous statement here. Thy throne, O God. Now this is God, the Father, calling God the Son, God. You want to deny that he's God manifest in the flesh? Then may I say you're contradicting God himself. God called him God. What are you going to call him? Well, I don't know about you. I'm going to call him God. He's God manifest in the flesh. This is a tremendous statement. He is superior to angels because he's going to rule. He is the Messiah. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords that's to rule over this earth someday. We're not through with this. Verse 10, And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. Verse 12, And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Now, we have here this tremendous statement that he is the creator. And since he is the creator, angels are creatures. You have tremendous contrast that's given to us here in this particular section. Angels are creatures. He is the creator. And this, by the way, is a quotation from Psalm 102, verses 25 and 27. Tremendous statement. Now, verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation? Now, somebody's going to say to me, but it does say here that they're going to minister to the heirs of salvation. No, no. Let's read it like it is. To those who shall be. This is looking forward to when God again turns to the nation Israel and to the Gentile world after the church is removed. You see, God's moving on a program and a purpose, as we've seen. And when he does, then again they will minister. But the interesting thing is, it doesn't say those who are right now the heirs of salvation. And I think that we should notice that. Now, Christ is a son. Angels are servants. Christ is king. Angels are subjects. Christ is the creator. And angels are creatures. And he today is waiting until his enemies are made his footstool. God never said that to an angel. He did say that to his son, and his son someday shall rule. May I say to you, this is a tremendous passage, a tremendous section of the Word of God. Now, we have in this section here, therefore, the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ set before us. You have here the exaltation of Christ. He's higher than the angels.